Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is August 8th, 2017. I believe it's a Tuesday. And we had to discuss a hell of a lot of things. You know, this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between and everything that affects it. We'll do markets. North Korea. Trump land. And everything else that's happening out there, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes and, you know, whatever else is there. All at GaryK.com. So really the big story of today is North Korea. So, again, we whine and complain, but we give you nothing but facts. I watched about an hour ago CNN. I turn on these other channels, even though they nauseate the hell out of me, even though I have told you that they are corrupt, they are not really the media, but I want to see what they do and how they do it. So they bring on some guy, I don't know what he was, and he was complaining that the big worry is Donald Trump is unstable, like Kim Jong-un, the guy running North Korea. And I literally, waiting for this guy, Jake Tapper on CNN, to say something to the guy. Hey, yo. No, Jake Tapper just sat there, and I almost was going to spit at the TV. I got so PO'd. But I didn't. I calmed down and I took Cosmo and Winston and pet them on the head because I had a little serenity now moment. So North Korea, our intelligence is now guesstimating that North Korea is able to fit a small whatever on a missile, nuclear warhead. And there's real worry now. So Donald Trump came out and said something today which I don't like. I disagree with him saying it because you can feel it, but as president, it's something you really probably shouldn't say. He said something about if we're threatened anymore, it's going to be fury and the power of the United States and like they've never seen before. And basically that's saying Hiroshima. That we're going to attack them in a very big way. And I think that's a mistake, but I'm not the president. But I was just thinking, you know how this intelligence and this and that and this and that and how great our government is? We just went through 8 years of Barack Obama, 8 years of George Bush, and that wonderful man, Bill Clinton, where if I had a daughter, I wouldn't let her near him. Bill Clinton cut the deal with North Korea. Go to my Twitter feed. I put up the actual 57 seconds of him saying that, oh, this is going to protect us. North Korea can no longer go after nuclear, blah, blah, blah. See what kind of a moron he was. But after Bill Clinton, you had 16 years to do something about it. And what did George Bush do? Nothing. What did Barack Obama do? Nothing. So we wait till these scumbags get something nuclear, and now we're worried about what Donald Trump's going to do. That's the funniest crap I've ever heard. You had about 18 years, three presidents, do nothing, but now we're worried about Donald Trump. That's the fun part to watch all this. Anyway, I don't know what the outcome is, but I must tell you this. Kind of sort of affected markets a little bit today, and I must tell you, if it grows, if the worry grows and, you know, the rhetoric grows and who knows what else happens, it'll affect the markets. To what extent, I don't know. How, I don't know. How long, I don't know. But we do know this is, you're dealing with a sicko, a psychopath over there, murders his own family, murders anybody who disagrees, kidnaps people. The people of North Korea are, we're told, are 3 inches smaller than most people around the globe because they are starved. They have everybody's military. I mean, that's what this dude lives for. He's sick in the mind. So again, outcome, I don't know. I really disagreed with Trump coming out with that statement. I think you can believe that, but as president, you gotta... And the biggest problem is they're over there, we're over here. You're depending on China. Yeah, great. Don't you feel better now? So I heard the South Korean ETF dropped 1% since this news came out. And we'll see what it brings from here. But basically, that was the big news. That took front and center today. And I think it is meaningful. I do believe it is meaningful. But of course, we segue into the markets. It is earnings season still going on. We're pretty much past a lot of stuff. Yay. Again, this is a 60-40 market. The good get gooder, the bad get badder. And we are in hopes you are listening to us about what the bad is. Because man, oh man, oh man, the bad just keep getting badder. The good keep getting gooder. In spite... So hope you are listening. But let's do a little aftermarket because a few things are sticking out. Priceline closed at 2050. I got it at 1913, down $137. Keep in mind that's like a $205 stock dropping $13. But it's still a pretty good drop. Nice, huh? What else do I got for you in the aftermarket today? Fossil, geez, down. It's down to $9.40 from $11.80. Wow. TripAdvisor is down in sympathy with Priceline. I gather Expedia is also. Let me take a look. Yeah, a little bit there. TrueCar closed at 19.5. I got it 17. That's not fun. Disney. Closed at 107. I got it at 102.75. And because of Disney, I got Netflix closing at 178.40. It's 172.80. Disney announces they are going away from Netflix and they're going to do their own streaming service. And I got to tell you, I agree with Disney on that. Disney doesn't need Netflix. You do your own streaming. You're like this unbelievable brand name. You don't need to be a part of somebody. And I think people would buy your streaming service. Max Linear, smaller, it's a semiconductor. Closed at 24.70, got it at 21.70. And Monster Beverage closed at 52.5. I got it 50, just a little above 50. So some decent ick in the aftermarket, ladies and gentlemen, on top of the fact that the market was pretty good most of the day, and then the North Korea thing happened and pulled in towards the close, and I'm seeing a little bit of weakness in the aftermarket because of all this stuff that's going on. Priceline's not helping, but I think this North Korea thing is quite front and center right now. And it's not like you can really negotiate with them. But what really needs to happen, in my opinion, is that China and Russia get together somehow with the U.S. and really put the hellish pressure on this North Korea and make them know that this cannot stand. This guy has a hair-triggered finger, and I'm thinking he's got to know if he does something stupid, he's going to be wiped off the face of the map. But I think he's also stupid. We'll be watching this one quite closely. Rest of the show, we'll have some news of the day. We'll have the full market wrap. Got a couple of interesting insider buying things going on. One that really, really stuck out. And we'll have the market wrap, the movers of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa Know-How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, the part of the quote... from Trump is fire and fury like the world has never known, you know. Feels like Moses coming down from the mountain saying something like that. Anyway, I don't know if I'm president I say something like that, but I'm not president. I want to touch upon one other thing. Let me repeat. I want you to listen carefully. I am a bigger environmentalist than Leo DiCaprio, Al Gore, which, by the way, eight people went to see his second movie that just came out, and all the other BS artists out there. Supposedly there's this study out about this, that, and the other thing. Whether you're right or left in the middle, whether you're socialist, hey, socialist, whether you're extreme right, whether you're libertarian, listen to me. I don't send paperwork up to Washington, D.C., asking for government grants to study climate change, or create a green company out of thin air and go to my politician friends to sign off on giving me all kinds of money, so Al Gore's now worth $100 million because of this. I'm not a scientist working at some institution that's going to get a $10 million whatever to study this. I have no agenda, I don't have any ulterior motive. I ask each and every one of you to think logically, just logic. Go back 20, 30 years ago when front page of Newsweek was global cooling. All these scientists said we were going to have global cooling because pollution was going to block the sun. So then it warmed up and they had shut the hell up. Remember, a big part of the left is to create a crisis in order to fund an agenda. Create a crisis to fund an agenda. So global cooling didn't work, so they went to global warming. And guess what happened? Well, for like 10 years, the Earth didn't warm. Then they had to change it to what is now called climate change. Hurricanes, climate change. No hurricanes, climate change. Tornadoes, climate change. No tornadoes, climate change. Hot, climate change. Cold, climate change. Yet people have fallen for the bullcrap. It's just marketing. And what they're trying to tell us is, because of us, look out. And if we don't do something, look out. Like little old us can change the universe? You see, what you need to know is do what I do. Do what I did. I went back to the beginning of time to see how the weather was. And you know what? We've gone through ice ages and very hot, regardless of us or not us. So here's my message to you. Be the biggest environmentalist you can be. Drive electric cars, shut off your lights. Don't fly in private planes like Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio, you know. But don't listen to this bullcrap. They've changed their story for 30, 40 years. And they finally caught on to something. Let's come up with something we can't be wrong in order to sell and get grants and get millions and billions and sign this Paris Treaty that fortunately Trump left. You know what was in that Paris Treaty on climate change? Nothing. Zero. Except the United States needs to pay all these countries a ton of money and then they'll comply. That's in there. Really? Why is it every time they come up with something, we're on the hook, the taxpayer? Let me tell you why. Because it's not their money, it's ours. They don't care. You think these politicians care? They're not using their money, they're using ours. They're not even on Obamacare. They have one set of rules for them, another set of rules for us. So just careful. And here's what I love. The market's working. The market's working. We don't need these idiots. Cities, counties, states, countries are deciding for themselves what they want to do. I believe I read somewhere France or England, they're going to get off completely gas cars by 2040. Terrific. So go and do it. If you want to do it here, terrific. Have fun. But stop shoving things down people's throats. Just say, hey, let's do something about make sure pollution is not as bad as it is in the past. And that's it. But no, it's all about money, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about your money, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this is a show about you and your money. And the taking away of your money. The doofus running New York City wants to put a wealth tax to pay for his decrepit subway system. You know what's going to happen? Because they're jumping the shark there. The wealthy are going to start leaving New York City and head over to another state. Or out of the city. Because if you go too far, the capital and the people that you treat poorly will find a place where they're treated better. Always has happened throughout history. People, companies, capital, and jobs will flow to places that they are treated best. But this doofus de Blasio, I don't know how he got elected. He's so corrupt. Nope. Give us more. We don't have enough. Watch what happens. I'm on record. So anyway, that's my little diatribe on all this stuff. Just Think clearly. Don't even believe me. Go investigate. $20 trillion later, the same people who brought you that are trying to tell you about climate change. Really? All markets up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Culp. I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. As promised, let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. After a pretty decent day, well, into the close, Dow down only 33, S&P down 6, NASDAQ 13, NASDAQ 100 down 8, transports down 52, though. Watching them transports closely, they bounced off the 200-day moving average about 4 days ago. We'll see what happens next. At any rate, you avoid the transport still. The SOX down 4, advanced declines, 10.18 on New York, 12.18 on the NASDAQ. New highs contracted a little bit, new lows expanded a little bit. And just basically today, the market was up much better and fell into the close. That's basically what happened. And as I said to you, just to recap a little bit, Netflix is down about $5-6 in the aftermarket. Disney is leaving Netflix. That doesn't help. Priceline is down $138 in the aftermarket. Keep in mind, that's just $13 on a $200 stock, but still matters. So not a great aftermarket today to talk about. Semiconductors are mostly red, no biggie. They weren't that much red, but still, basically semiconductors have lost leadership. They've rallied up some. They had a good day yesterday, but overall there's nothing busting to the upside here in any great way, shape, or form. Biotechs were on the weakish side today also. What else do I got for you? Let's see. Medical weak. Mentioned the semis, commodities weak, consumer staples weak, hotels weak, led by Marriott on their earnings. Most of the hotel stocks got hit pretty good. Energy still pretty much stinks, a lot of red there, and you know we've been telling you to avoid that bad boy for how long now? Quite amazing, ladies and gentlemen, along those lines. And, you know, that's about it. Just a icky day by the close today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Again, futures are down a little bit. This North Korea thing doesn't help. Leadership still pretty good in growth land. Wouldn't sweat that too much. Tesla was up 10. I got asked about Tesla today. Big losses, burning cash, raising $1.5 billion in a bond deal. But it's up $10 today. Why? I don't know. Listen, just because Ford does 12 times the amount of sales and has a market cap less than Tesla, I don't know. And by the way, I bought Tesla maybe 2 months back and made 18% in 10 days. I'll buy it. I'll buy anything that looks good except no sales biotechs. It was just a great technical look that I found, and I played it. We'll see. That's all I can tell you. One day they're going to have to start making money. Movers of the day today. How about Fibrogen up 16 to 49, up 50% drugs? Ralph Lauren. Oh, I got to mention that some retail apparel was strong today, namely Ralph Lauren and Kors. Ralph Lauren, the stock has gone from 114 down to a low of 66, closed up 10 today to 88. Sales down 13% year over year, but earnings were better than expected. Just letting you know. As mentioned, Tesla, Zebra Tech up 9, 106, Charter Communications up 8, 389. All this talk about buyouts with this Charter thing. Ligand Pharmaceuticals was a 7 into new high ground. Symbol, LGND, had pretty damn good numbers. I got to write that one down, by the way. That's a biotech with numbers. What else I got for you? Esperion Therapeutics and Kite Pharmaceuticals and Priceline were up 6, but Priceline's down 130 in the aftermarket. Pioneer Natural Resources bounces 5 after dropping about $30 in the last 5 or 6 days. Coherent bounces $5. Steris PLC, that would be, I believe, medical products or equipment. That breaks into new high ground. I got to look at that one. Other movers, Credit Acceptance on 4s, 3 or more, Children's Place, Lockheed Martin, Weight Watchers, 2 or more, Visteon, Norwegian Cruise on their earnings. Baidu was up 5, finished up 2 and change. Looks pretty strong. Ultimate Software, A Biomed. By the way, A Biomed, another medical product company into new high ground. And Deer up 2, Royal Caribbean up 2, and Sympathy. Yeah, Deer goes into new high ground also. Volume was heavy. And I got to mention Michael Kors. That was up 8 today to 45. On their 11% drop in earnings and 4% drop in sales, but better than expected. And by the way, Michael Kors hit a high in 2014 of 101, so it's down 56% from that high still. On the downside today, Cable One down 12. AutoZone down 11. Wow. Henry Schein. That's a medical supply market didn't like, down 10 to 174. Albemarle, down almost 8 to 115 on earnings. Sykes Enterprises, wow, down 6.5 to 27. Goes from new yearly highs to almost new yearly lows on a day. Chipotle down 6 to 333, and I repeat again. I was at the Lake Mary Chipotle yesterday at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Usually it's packed. There were 3 cars in the parking lot. Something is up there. And I can't believe Ackman bought into a ton of this. This thing may go much lower. Wayfair down 5 on their numbers, which were losses. Market taxes 4. Staying with the 4s. United Therapeutics, Ionis Pharmaceuticals, Mercado Libre. That one just got wrapped, gapped down early. Lending Tree, watch this thing on the pullback. Very strong name. Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast. Gartner Group, another blow-up. Symbol IT. Breaks below the 50-day moving average. 3 or more. Arista Networks, automatic data processing. Went from 105 to 120 on the story about Ackman taking a position. It's already back down to 108. Be careful, that stuff. Staying with the 3s, Piper Jaffray, that's a broker. BioMarin Pharmaceuticals, Alliance Data Systems, Thermo Fisher Scientific, that looks like a top. Avis Budget, market's not liking those. Domino's Pizza, Jazz Pharmaceuticals, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Expedia, which is down more on Priceline, the aftermarket. Expeditors, that's a transport stock, got whacked. Equifax, Airgain, Regal Beloit, Netflix, which is down more in the aftermarket. Two or more, I'll be quick. WW Grainger, Spark Energy, Mallinckrodt, Amazon, still trading below 1,000 in the 50-day moving average on Amazon. That just topped out recently on the numbers. Equinix, Google, the Chemours Company, symbol CC. As I mentioned, the hotels, Wyndham Worldwide, Vulcan Materials, live long and prosper. Alexan Pharmaceuticals, Simon Property Group, boy, those malls, not good. Intuitive Surgical, Marriott Intercontinental Holdings, as I mentioned, the hotels. Zimmer Biomet, NVIDIA, O'Reilly Automotive, Choice Hotels. That is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day, both on the upside and downside. Are you thrilled yet? Anyway, again, the big story is the North Korea threat, if you ask me. You're dealing with a nut job, and I am not thrilled with Trump and his rhetoric today. Where is his defense secretary? Where are the generals telling him to shut the hell up? As president, that's not what I would have said. And frankly, I would have been a better president than Clinton, much better president than Bush, doubly much better president than Obama, and a better president than Donald Trump. As president, I would have got health care done and taxes done already. Easily done. Easily done. People blaming the House and Senate, yeah, they get a lot of the blame. I would have gotten the job done. Up next on The Edge, more in the markets, whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now.
Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Yeah, it looks like the market right around North Korea time. Yeah, S&P hit 2488 today. Just so you know, closed at 2474. Actually went down as low as 2469. So it was one of them days, news-driven days. Just... Well, you know where we stand on so many things, ladies and gentlemen, and we hate saying it, but it's true. The people running this country don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're a bunch of lying, cheating, thieving, corrupt scumbags being enabled by a lying, cheating, scumbag media. We're $20 trillion of debt. Nobody even talks about it. $20 trillion of debt. Nobody talks about it. Nobody even talks about it. There was talk today about the debt ceiling. We're raising the debt ceiling. It's just matter of fact, we're raising the debt ceiling. And I have said to you on a number of occasions here recently, this year, our taxpayer dollars, $435 billion of them, let me repeat that, $435 billion of our tax dollars, just to pay the interest on the debt they created throughout the years. You know how they complain they don't have money for infrastructure? You know how they complain they need to raise taxes? Don't have enough? The wealthy don't pay enough? Well, because of you, them, $435 billion a year is just going into the toilet. Over the last 5 years, almost $2 trillion has been lost to pay interest on the debt they created. And they're all accomplices. All of them. Of course, Barack Obama gets the championship belt. But nobody says anything about it. Nobody reports it. And of course, at the same time, they got rates down to zero and printed $4 or $5 trillion bucks. And then you got the same across the globe. I don't even know what to say. I'm interested in watch tomorrow. Leading stocks are still acting well. Netflix, I'm actually going to look at Netflix tomorrow. I'm possibly picking up off of this $5 or $6 drop because of Disney. Not say I'm going to, but definitely makes me think about it. But leading stocks are acting pretty decently here. And what I mean by that is strong relative strength, strong earnings, strong revenue growth in the right group, which, by the way, on the other end, man, oh, man, oil services, the OIH, new low ground today. Unbelievable. IBM, new low ground today. It's unbelievable to watch IBM. Actually, it's not so unbelievable. They got bad numbers. And if I'm right, IBM is trading where it was, let's call it 2010. So here's another couple of tidbits I want you to know. Bank of New York Mellon, BK, the CEO just came in and he bought $10 million worth of stock in the last 3 days. Just letting you know. Now, I believe it's a new CEO, just came in about 4 weeks ago, but he just spent $10 million of his own money buying stock in the open market. So I would put that down, symbol BK. And I don't know if this is the biggest of deal, but Starbucks stock is getting hit in the teeth. Director came and bought $1 million of stock here in the last few days. So Starbucks doesn't mean as much to me, but the Bank of New York does. That's a big chunk. The only thing is it's a new CEO, and maybe, you know, he's just trying to show, hey, you know, I believe in what's going on here. So whenever these things show up, we will let you know. And a few of them, which we didn't play, I still remember Wynn's Resorts that he bought at 55 and 60 a couple of times, like $100 million. It's a double. Remember that? I didn't buy any. By the way, Bank of America, we told you they were buying at 12.5. It's now 25. And the Starbucks purchase was on August 4th. So we'll watch that closely. And last but not least, a couple things I want to mention. You know, as we get older, celebrities that we follow, people, you know, that we knew from sports, they just keep dying. Glenn Campbell passed away. I believe he had Alzheimer's and whatever, you know, one of those, Lou Gehrig's or something like that. I think he was 85. And Don Baylor passed away from cancer. Great baseball player, was also a coach for a while. Man, oh, man, as you get older, all these people that, you know, young people, my kids don't even know who Johnny Carson is, type of thing. Mortality, baby. Last but not least, also, I am standing waiting for an elevator today. This is in the comedic part of the show, but not so comedic. I'm not going to even say whether it's a man or woman. I don't want people yelling at me. Somebody walks out just looking down at the phone, typing, you know, with the little two fingers, and just runs into me. And after runs into me, doesn't say excuse me, doesn't say I'm sorry, actually runs into me and pushes through me. This morning, in the middle of traffic, got a guy texting, two fingers, with his elbows on his steering wheel. Three accidents on I-4 today. I wonder why. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Don't text and drive. And make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,